Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. A couple of days of sunshine and then maybe some rain the rest of the week. We'll have the forecast for you right after the news. 80 soldiers from the 163rd Area Support Medical Company, headquartered in the Armory at East Flat Rock, deployed to Iraq on Saturday. The American Legion Post 77 in Hendersonville fed the troops lunch at noon, according to the post commander. 28 legionaries attended, giving members of the unit American Legion coins, folded American flags, and notes to remind them of home. The doctors who just came back from Haiti to Brevard will share their experiences this week. Doctors Aura Wells, Angus Graham, and Suzanne Hoekstra will speak about providing medical relief in Haiti at a special evening program. That's Thursday, March 11th at 6:30 p.m. That will be held in the Carlson Conference Room at Transylvania Regional Hospital in Brevard. Wells, a Brevard pediatrician, spent 2 weeks in Haiti treating children after the devastating earthquake. Graham, a Brevard orthopedic surgeon, and Hoekstra, a Brevard general surgeon, each spent 1 week in Haiti treating earthquake victims. The local doctors also have photos and videos of their work in Haiti to share. You can call 883-5350 to register for this free public program. They'll provide free desserts and refreshments at the event. After almost a year of raising money, the Rosman High School Band got to perform at Disney World in Orlando, Florida in February. Rosman Band Director Carolyn Smith says the trip was a, quote, raging success. Rosman Middle and High School Concert Band students performed on the Waterside Stage in downtown Disney Thursday, February 25th. Smith says it was a great show despite the cool temperatures. For Florida, it was 40 degrees in the sun, and there were up to 30-mile-an-hour wind gusts at times. Smith thanks the Transylvania Youth Association and the local United Way for their assistance in getting the group to Disney. In sports, Brevard College lost a doubleheader in baseball to Lincoln Memorial on Saturday, first game 13-4. The nightcap was 6-4. And over the weekend, one big game on Saturday, basketball, as Brevard topped Carson Newman in the semifinals of the SAC tournament. That score is 73-32. And then on Sunday, Brevard went on to play Catawba in the final and won close game 93-92. Congratulations, Tornadoes. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.